Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer over at Leffer Commodities. And Tom, once again, it's time for that monthly cattle on feed report. The early estimates for the latest report were showing just slightly lower placements, a little higher on feed numbers, but marketings in some cases I've seen this week over 106%. How did we actually end up?
Well, the numbers came in a little bit on the negative side, as on feed is 3% above a year ago when they was looking for only 1%. Placements came in 2% above a year ago when they was looking for a reduction of almost a full point. And the marketing, as I said, did come in well above, you know, what we'd seen a year ago. Came in at 7% above a year ago. The trade was looking for just a hair over 6% above a year ago. But keep in mind, the marketing number is a little bit affected by the fact that last year there was one extra day of marketing versus this year, so that makes a difference in that percentage number. That percentage is not near as high there. So you're looking at, you know, a negative report. I do not think it's going to have any bearing on the market next week for the simple fact we continue to see a cattle market hold in here much better than we anticipate, considering the high-priced grain we're looking at, box beef prices declining, and we've held 2 weeks now of $98 cash. Now, when we look at this report just a little bit closer here, on feed, as we said, did come in 3% above a year ago, with Kansas looking at a 7% increase and Texas and Nebraska both looking at 1% increases on their on feed numbers over a year ago. Now, when you look at the placements in the top three states out there, Kansas is looking at an 11% increase on placements over a year ago, Texas 6%, and Nebraska 4%. Now, when you look at the placement breakdown as far as weights go, under 600 pounds, almost 14% higher than last year, 600 to 699-pound category unchanged from a year ago, 700 to 799-pound category almost 10% above a year ago, and the 800-plus category 5.2% above a year ago on those placement numbers out there. And as we said, this is looking at a little bit of a negative report, but we really do not think it can have any reflection on the markets come next week. That market's going to be looking to see whether the Packers will maintain a steady $98 cash or raise it. We're also going to be looking to see if we can start to stabilize dropping this box beef price, and also to see if we get any help in the grain markets from helping increase that cost of gain in our cattle.